today, but we've seen him at shortstop, second base, seen him at third at times, and also center field. So he's just a utility guy, and he's really been a big part of this team's success. Also, they've gotten guys in. Brendan Bobo has started to find his own as well. Five home runs, which leads the team in home runs, but he's been all right, and he's had his moments where he's just been spectacular. He started to come on, though, recently. He's had five RBIs total in the past two games where he got all five against Madison, four RBI day in game one, and an RBI yesterday. But Jack Gervich as well has been a big key to this Raptors' success, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Tied in first with RBIs with Bobo with 19, but he's also really just been a star at first base. Hasn't committed any error. He committed an error yesterday, but other than that, he's really been a big key to their success. He just all the time seems like he's at least getting hit per game. So Gervich has been a big guy, but Broussard as well. Broussard and Conniff, that duo at short and second, they're obviously returning Raptors, so they've really had the big chemistry with each other. They just know each other and how they play, so they've really had been a part of a lot of double plays, and it's hurt other teams. So you look at that, this team has started to find their own, and three wins right now, looking to make it four in a row. But first pitch coming up here in about 4 minutes. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back shortly.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys
parents,
got a great model.
We know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here at Herb Baker Field as the Oxpiners taking the field now, and they're in their blue-teal tops with the gold logos that say Fondy on the front and obviously the lettering on the back. So they have really cool tops as they have the white leggings with the dark blue caps. As for the Raptors in their maroon and gold uniforms with the gold logos on the front and the gold lettering on the back. They also have the black leggings as well. So, once again, they're very common away uniforms. They have gray pants, they have white pants, but they just go to the black pants, seeming like every game almost, because when the home games happen, they have the white tops of the Raptors, and then when the away games happen, they just switch to the maroon tops. So, Kirk Schreider definitely likes to keep his team with the black leggings, and, well, it's put them at a 19-14 record. So, Joseph Chavana is stepping in now, the right-hander. He's appeared in four games with a 1-0 record. He won versus Lakeshore back on June the 21st, 14 and two-thirds innings of work, allowing 14 hits and four runs. He's tallied 10 strikeouts for a 1.84 ERA. So Chavana out of Trinity University in Laredo, Texas, will step in now. So Ty Johnson leads off for the Raptors. batting at 299, 34 hits on 112 at-bats, leads the team in at-bats, 14 RBIs with 17 runs as well. He also has 17 strikeouts. So the McLennan Community College alum heading to Baylor next season, which fortunate for him, he won't have to move too far because McLennan Community College and Baylor are both in the town of Waco, Texas. So just 15 minutes down the road, he said, as Shivana fires in and fouled away left side, 0-1. So no balls, one strike. As Ty Johnson, the left-hander, will see Shivana as he darts in the second offering, comes up and high for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Shivana again, a swing and a ball hit out to left field, running after it and making the grab is Strickler for one down. So this brings up Logan Hugo. It is his turn. 17 hits on 76 at-bats. Batting a 224 with 14 runs. He also has 5 RBIs as well. So Hugo out of Eastern Michigan. And an Essexville, Michigan native had a good outing when the Raptors hit the road to Battle Creek and Traverse City. So Shivana fires in on a breaking ball that just goes up above the zone. 1-0. A 1-0 count. Shivana looks in again and will come set and fire on a changeup that goes way low for a ball. 2-0. A 2-0 count. Once again, Shivana fires, swinging a ground ball that goes past the second baseman and reach out, makes the grab. Herrera throws it on his knees. Excellent play there from Chad Herrera for two down. Had to reach out, make the catch, throw the ball from his knees, and he gets Hugo out at first. Brendan Bobo, it's his turn. He'll step in. 15 hits for him on 68 at-bats, batting at 221. 5 home runs, which leads the team, and 19 RBIs, which he's tied for first with Gurvich. He struck out 21 times, though, as he check swings and comes down low for a ball. 1-0. The 1-0, swinging a sky ball into right field. That pulls away outside. So out of play for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Johnson flew out, Hugo grounded out. Brendan Bobo even in the count, 1-1. And Shivana will look in. He'll step, kick, fire, a swing and a line drive that drops into right center field. Bobo on his way to second. The throw from Cooney, and it's not in time as Bobo slides head first into second. He'll stand up there now. And Bobo leads his day off with a double. So Jack Gurvich will step in, batting at 301. 25 hits on 83 at-bats. Tied for first in RBIs with that man at second right now, Bobo. So Shivana looks and fires and outside of the zone on the right edge for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Bobo stands at second. And the 1-0 comes in low on a wild pitch that goes behind Nolan. Bobo will take third. Bounced below his knees and skipped backwards. So already the Raptors have a chance here. Two down. Bobo at third. Jack Gurvich. The left-hander, the 2-0, swinging a ground ball that goes through the middle line, rolls into center field, and Bobo will get home. And an RBI for Gurvich, leading the team in RBIs right now on the Raptors strike first. So how about it? The 1-2 punch from Bobo and Gurvich. And a one-run RBI single. as Garrett Broussard will step in. Shivana will look in and deliver up on a curveball that comes inside for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike, two down. Shivana fires, swinging a line drive that hooks away in the right field side. Bounces before Peterson can get to it. And then another hit for the Rafters. This time it's Broussard. So three straight hits from Bobo Gurvich. Now Broussard, as Harrison Didowick is up to the plate, the left-hander. So Didowick, a guy who's had one hit on 10 at-bats. He's had two runs as well. And Shivana delivers in, and it goes outside for a ball, 1-0. One out count. Rafters already in front here, 1-0. As the 1-0 come in, swinging a ball well hit into left field. Strickler comes under it and makes the catch for the third out. But the Rafters get a run. Bobo gets to second, and then a one-run RBI single from Gurvich up the middle. As Bobo gets home to lead them 1-0, we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first, we go. Rafters lead 1-0 as Jacob Rosenkrantz steps on the mound. He's had six games appeared in for the Rats, a 3-0 record, 23 innings of work, allowing 20 hits and 3 runs, but he has had 16 strikeouts. As the first offering comes in on Connor Cooney at the College of Holy Cross, batting a 265 with 15 RBIs. He also has a home run as well. So Rosenkrantz picked up the decision against Lakeshore, Madison, and Fond du Lac here back on June the 22nd, where he went five innings, allowing four hits and a run. As the 0-1 comes in, swinging a ground ball that goes in between first and second. And just like that, a leadoff single from Cooney. So out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, Travis Strickler, the left fielder, batting a 316 with 12 RBIs. So Strickler, the left-hander, and already a leadoff single from Cooney. As the first offering comes in on Rosenkrantz, an in-force strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Rafters three hits in the top of the first. Fond du Lac has already answered with a hit of their own as Cooney stands at first. The 0-1. and slices outside for a ball. 1-1. 1-1. Rosencrantz from Valparaiso. The 1-1 swinging a ball that goes into center field, and Johnson catches the fly ball with ease for one down. So Teddy Dieters batting third out of Xavier from Maple Plain, Minnesota, batting a .310 with 9 RBIs. Rosencrantz, yes, out of Valparaiso, but has entered the transfer portal and then recently committed to Missouri Baptist. So starting his new journey with them in the fall as he checks off over at first. Gervich is there, late to the tag. Dieters, the first baseman. And the first pitch comes in right down the plate on a fastball for a strike, 0-1. To remind you, Gervich at first, Conniff at second, Broussard at third, and Hansen at shortstop. Didowick at left, Johnson at center, and Hugo at right. And diving at first into the bag again. On another pickoff over at first, late to it, 0-1. Dieters with a home run this season. Down on the count, 0-1. Cooney with a leadoff single. He stands at first. Rats two away here in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 swinging a line drive that drops before Johnson can get to it on the second hit. So Dieters gets to first. Cooney gets to second. As Parker Nolan, the catcher, out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And it plays in the SEC for Vanderbilt. Apparently talking with some of the Fond du Lac staff, he recently entered the transfer portal and then just committed to South Carolina. So playing for the Gamecocks, also in the SEC. So Nolan, the catcher, will see the first offering right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Dieters at first, Cooney at second. Rosencrantz will look at the tall 6'6 right-hander, fires in, and comes once again on a changeup, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down, runners on first and second. Rafters gave up two hits here in this inning. They got three of their own in the top of the first with a run. That's been the difference. But Fond du Lac threatening here in the bottom of the first. Count is 0-2. Rosencrantz will fire, and looks like to be a violation, possibly. So the count's 1-2. It is 1-2. I do not see, well, there is the pitch clock just below the 1-2, fouled away left side. Count stays at 1-2. Two hits so far for the Oxbiters here in the bottom of the first. 1 down. 1-2. The 1-2. And once again, fouled away backside. And staying alive here in the count is Nolan. Out of Vanderbilt. One ball, two strikes. It's interesting with the Dock Spiders. The 1-2 comes in and tipped out away and staying alive. It's interesting that their first five batters bat at least 260 or over. Their next four bat, all of them bat under 200. So a top-heavy team putting their big hitters first. Rosencrantz sets in on the 1-2, bounces in the dirt low, comes in for a ball, 2-2. So Dieters at first, Cooney at second. 2-2. A combined 5 hits between these two teams, and we've only played 1 1/3 inning. And stepping out of the box is Noland, and having to regather himself. So Nolan, the left-hander, on Rosencrantz, the right-handed pitcher. Obviously pitched against Fond du Lac here at Herb Acre Field, where he won 5 innings, giving up 4 hits and a run, but acquiring 2 strikes. Has a swing and a miss inside. Rosencrantz gets him for strike number 3. So there's his first strikeout of the day, as Luke Nowitzki out of Cal State East Bay, and the third baseman from Pleasanton, California, batting a 280 with 7 RBIs, 2 down. Rosencrantz with a perfect 3-0 record. And he'll set in on a check swing that comes out and away for a ball. 1-0. Rats one away here in the bottom of the first. Rosencrantz looks over, serves up the 1-0, and it just goes above the zone for a ball. So down in the count, 2-0. Rafters one away. Bottom of the first. Remind you, Dieters, a base hit to center. He stands at first, and then Cooney had a base hit to left field. The 2-0. Swinging a ground ball that goes up the middle. Running after it is Hansen. Whips it on over to first for the third out. Excellent play there for Luke Hansen. And the Rafters, although giving up 2 hits, give up no runs. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the second, Rafters lead 1-0 as Chris Conniff will lead off. And he sees a ball just outside of the zone. So Conniff out of Wagner College, batting a 263 as he swings and grounds the ball right into the glove of Shivana, lifts it on over to first, in for one down. So Luke Hansen, the shortstop, who's at 3 hits on 7 at-bats, technically leading the team in batting average with a 429, given he's only had 7 at-bats, but it's since then been a great start. He started with no hits on 3 at-bats, with 3 strikeouts, but he started to find his rhythm as a curveball sweeps in low for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count, Shivana fires, and down low on the right edge for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 in 4-1. But Luke Hansen, just such a star athlete out of high school, I'll tell you. The 2-1 and a bit low, 4-1. 25-5 as the starting quarterback from 2019 to 2021. He was the number 4 shortstop as well, and the number 14 overall player in the state of Virginia. As a swing and a ground ball that bounces right into Shivana's glove once again and just lifts it on over to first for the second out. So back-to-back ground outs right into Shivana as Alex Duffy. He'll step in. 4 hits for him on 29 at-bats, batting a 138. He struggled at the plate, but he's been reliable as a catcher. He's also had 2 runs and 3 RBIs as well. So out of Bernardsville, New Jersey, a swing and a ground ball over to Herrera at second and throws it on to first for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Knox Spiders in the top of the second. We head to the home half of the inning. We'll be back here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows of aloft around 60. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the second we go as Jack Gorman will lead off for the Knox Spiders. Rafters retired 5 batters. Gorman, the shortstop, out of Presbyterian College and from Memphis, Tennessee, batting a 198 as he swings and skies a ball into the first baseman, Gurvich, tracking it down, backpedaling, reaching out and making the catch. One down. So Jack Peterson, the right fielder now, out of Trinity, plays his collegiate ball with the pitcher, Joseph Shivana, from Round Rock, Texas, batting a 160 with 8 RBIs. As Rosencrantz looks in, will set and deliver a swing and a line drive as Hugo runs after it, doesn't make the catch in time, and getting a base hit is Peterson. Each team with 3 hits now, but the Rafters with a run. So now Seth Sweetchick, the DH, out of the University of Nevada, Reno, from Melbourne, Australia, has dual citizenship here in America and Australia as well. So an international, not too many times we see internationals here in the Northwoods League, but he is one of them, batting a 143 with 9 RBIs. He also has a home run as well. And he swings and misses low as Duffy initially gets up, because Peterson looked like he was going to take second for a sec, but retreated back to first. So one down, no balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Rosencrantz looks in, a swing and a miss. Low for another strike. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down. Ahead in the count, Rosencrantz. It was a 1-2-3 inning here in the top half for the Dockspiders. Three straight groundouts. The 0-2. And schemes in low and pulls away for a ball. One ball and two strikes, one down. Looking in, and the checkoff over at first, diving headfirst into the bag, was Peterson. But he remains at first. Each team with three hits. But it was a one-run RBI single from Gervich that allowed Bobo to get home from second. Raptors two away, the 1-2, and a curveball comes way outside in the left-handed batter's box as the right-hander, Sweetchick, sees the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. At first is Peterson. Cooney, Dieters, and Peterson each with a base hit today. But nobody's gotten home. The 2-2. And lifted out left side, pulled away. Fouled for a 2-2 count that remains. One down. Rafters were able to get a hit from Bobo, Gervich, and Broussard. And Rosencrantz kicks, winds, and delivers on the inside, taking second as Peterson dives headfirst into second and will stand up there now, putting himself in scoring position. And that last pitch came in for a ball, 3-2. The count runs full. Jack Peterson off to the races. He'll stand at second. Three balls, two strikes. One down. Rosencrantz, the glance over at second. The payoff pitch. Swinging a ball lifted in the air that pulls into the center fielder, Johnson. And Peterson thought about going three, but initially tagged up to second for the second out. So Chad Herrera batting in the nine hole. We'll step in. Out of Viterbo University, a rising redshirt senior from Austin, Texas. A 176 batting average with two RBIs. So the left-hander on Rosencrantz. So a runner in scoring position. Peterson stands at second. Two down. And he fires. And a ball lifted out left side and pulled away. Oh, and one count. Two down. Rosencrantz will come set. He'll click and fire. No balls, two strikes. Two down. Each team with three hits. Rosencrantz. Well, looking again, he's already had a strikeout today when he struck out Noland, the catcher. Ahead in the count, 0-2. He'll look the high step, swinging a ground ball that goes up the middle. Hansen runs after it, lifts it on over to first for the third out. So a big play there from Luke Hansen once again. As we head to the top of the third inning, Raptors lead 1-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, we head to the top of the order now as Ty Johnson, who flew out to left field last time up with the Flower Mound Texas product, sees the first offering out and away for a ball, 1-0. Shivana nearing his 27th pitch. He's allowed three hits and a run as the second pitch comes in and finds the inside of the strike zone, 1-1. Each team with three hits, but the Raptors have the all-important run. An RBI single from Gurvich as they swing and a ball hit out into the second baseman. Herrera lifts it on over to first for one down. So Johnson grounds out as Hugo grounded out to second last time up. One down, Hugo. Out of Eastern Michigan, he's been here since the jump. He's been a trooper. He's started the season, and he's played in a ton of games. 76 at-bats for him. Batting a 224, the 0-1. Curveball outside for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Shivana fires and check swinged across and pulled away right field side. Out of play, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one down. As the set and fire, swinging a bouncer over to Shivana, reaches out to his right, throws it at first in for the second out. So Shivana's been really busy today. He's been a part of three groundouts. As Brendan Bobo, last time up, hit a double. He's the only Raptor to score, and he's been the difference. So a Northwoods League All-Star last year, led the league in home runs with 17. Right now he has 5. One away, Fond du Lac here on the top of the third. They fire Bobo, swings and lifts the ball out. That stays fair on the left field line. Bobo rounding first, heading for second. As Strickler chucks it on over, but back-to-back doubles for Bobo. So perhaps once again, the Raptors can have a similar batting order like they did last time because it was two straight outs from Johnson and Hugo. Bobo got a double and then an RBI single from Gurvich. Now at this time of the batting order, two straight outs, Bobo with a double, and perhaps Gurvich can get another RBI. Already 1-for-1 today. As Shivana fires outside for a ball on a fastball. It comes on the left edge. 1-0 count with two down. Raptors up to four hits now in comparison to the Knox Spiders 3. The 1-0. Way outside. Left edge. 2-0. Grand Marshall back in like 2-0 count. Gurvich batting a 301. As the third offering comes in once again low, 3-0. Three straight balls. Gurvich sees one more ball. He'll take first and put two runners on here in the top of the third. Two down. Shivana, the long stare in, the bend at the knee. He'll set and serve on a changeup that comes right down the plate. That ball broke right at the end for strike 3-1. 3-1, the 3-1, and outside for ball number 4. So Shivana couldn't find the zone. Gervich has walked. And now two runners on for the Rafters. Garrett Broussard, who got a base hit last time up. The right-hander, who's really started to find his own on the offensive end. He's been unbelievable on defensively, but offensively he started to get a lot of hits. He went 3-for-5 in game 1 against Madison, where he had 2 RBIs as he check swings up and across in for a strike. Now in 1 count. Gervich at first. Bobo stands at second. Duck Spiders one away. Shivana fires the 0-1, and Broussard lifts it out right side, pulled away. 0-2. So down on the count, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Rafters the 4th hit of the game from Bobo. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Bobo was taking third, but it did not matter because that was the 3rd out and the 1st strikeout of Shivana's day as we head to the bottom of the 3rd. Rafters lead 1-0. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the 3rd, Connor Cooney will step in. Got a base hit last time up. He's 1-for-1. So through the first order, the Rafters gave up 3 hits as Cooney swings and grounds a ball into Gervich away from the bag, scoops it up, runs over to first, and tags it for 1 down. So that puts 1 out as Travis Strickler, who flew out to center last time up. So Strickler batting a 316 out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. 12 RBIs for him on the season, so the left-hander. Rafters got a run in the top of the first, but it's been scoreless since across the board. As the first pitch comes in, outside and away on a curveball, 1-0. One down, 1 ball, no strikes. Looking in is Rosencrantz, sets in and finds the inside of the zone for a strike. So Jacob Rosencrantz, 1 strikeout today. He's allowed 3 hits. So he'll step and fire and once again finds the left part of the zone inside for a strike. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Rosencrantz looking for his second strikeout. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball over to Gervich. Once again, away from the bag. And meets Rosencrantz there, who tags it in time before Strickler can get to it. Two down. So Teddy Dieters, last time up with a base hit. He flew a ball in the right field. That stayed fair. Two down. Bottom three. A lot of groundouts have gone Gervich's way, but he's handled them nicely. Rosencrantz, the high step, the fire, and foul backside into the netting. 0-1. Teddy Dieters playing for Xavier University. So a Musketeer in Cincinnati, Ohio. No balls a strike with two down. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Reached for it outside. Rosencrantz looking for his second strikeout of the afternoon. In my opinion, this potentially will be his last inning. 0-2 count. Rosencrantz to step the fire. And inside for strike number three. Three straight strikes and three straight outs as we head to the top of the fourth. Rafters still lead 1-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth we go as Didowick swings and grounds a ball into the first baseman of Dieters and gets out. But Rafters lead 1-0 as they've out-hit the Oxbiners 4-3, but it's been a close game between these two. Yes, the Rafters got a run off of a one-run RBI single from Gervich, which Bobo got home. But other than that, these two teams have played about dead even as Shivana fires in and sees his own for a strike. Chris Conniff grounded out to the pitcher last time, where Shivana just reached out to his left and just tossed it on over to the first. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-2. So Conniff down in the count once again. He batted a 250 last year for the Rafters. So returning Rafter and is very familiar with this franchise. And Shivana steps and fires and throws the 0-2. Bounces into the glove of Nolan for a ball. 1-2. Conniff last year had 18 RBIs for the team. So far this season, he has 12. Swing and a miss inside, strike three. So a strikeout there for Joseph Shivana. That's his second of the afternoon. And Luke Hansen will step in. So he struck out Broussard and Conniff Hansen, who also grounded out to the pitcher. Out of the University of Virginia, so a Cavalier batted a .356 for them this season. 26 games he appeared in with 45 at-bats, 16 hits, 3 doubles, and 9 RBIs as he tops one out right side, out of play, 1-1. And his baseball runs in the family as his father, Dane, was a left-handed pitcher at Army. So the 1-1 inside and finds a strike zone on a curveball, 1-2. Pitch came in at 80 miles per hour. 1-2 count. Stepping in is Shivana. He'll fire on a curveball low and at 75. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shivana, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 and out number 3. So the third strikeout of Shivana's afternoon. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth, Parker Noland out of Vanderbilt and a senior from Knoxville, Tennessee, batting a .278. So last time up, he struck out swinging as he pops up a ball. Running after it is the third baseman, Broussard. Can he get there? Slides in, makes the catch. Does he do it? And does. What a catch from Broussard. Acrobatic play and a heads-up play. As he's grabbing his right thigh after that. What a play. Luke Nowitzki will step in. Grounded out to the shortstop last time up. Rosencrantz on the mound once again. Here in the fourth inning, he fires and seizes his own 4-strike. 0-1. No balls, 1 strike, 1 down. The 0-1. And in again. Finds the lower edge of the zone, but inside, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 down. Rosencrantz. Swinging a ground ball that goes over to Hansen at short. Fields it up in the glove and just tosses on over to first for the second out. Hansen just throwing it so effortlessly. He has a big right arm. That's Jack Gorman, who popped out to first last time up. We'll step in. So 2 down for the Rafters, 1 away. Gorman batting a 198. Rosencrantz fires a swing and a ball lifted out right side and just pulls away of the first baseline in for a foul. No balls to strike, two down. That one, one count. Jack Gorman out of Presbyterian College. One away, Rosencrantz has been solid on the mound today. The 0-1 and low of the zone, and it goes through the glove of Duffy. Rolls into the backdrop, but there's nobody on base. One and one. He's had two strikeouts, 44 pitches, allowing three hits. The big thing about Rosencrantz is he's allowed to hit the 1-1 just up and above. He's seeming like he's allowed a hit either here once or twice, but they always come in the first in the batting order or the guy leading off. It never seems like those timely hits. Anytime he needs to get a strikeout, he's putting three strikes in the zone. So definitely a guy that is reliable. Obviously with a 3-0 record, the numbers say otherwise. A 2-1 on a curveball lifted out left side and pulled away. A 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Rosencrantz comes set again. Steps and serves. A swing and a ball well hit into left field. Running after it is Didowick and makes the grab for the third out. That was well hit. Possibly could have gone back, but Didowick was there to make an easy catch. So we head to the top of the fifth inning. Raptors lead 1-0. Stay with us here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Four innings down, five more to go. We're midway through this game as Alex Duffy, who grounded out to second last time up. So out of Elon University, as Shivana delivers in. And it comes on a 79-mile-per-hour breaking ball in for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Shivana fires a swing and a ground ball out right side and pulled away. 0-2 count. Alex Duffy struggled at the plate, been reliable on the defensive side, batting a 138. 0-2 count. Shivana swings and just pulled away. That hit looks like it hits the umpire. But Duffy stays alive. He stays out of the batter's box. So the left-hander 0-2 count. No ball.